McLean County school districts are starting to make decisions about the coronavirus reopening next month. Stanford-based Olympia School District told parents yesterday that its return to school plan includes in-person instruction every day, but there'll be shorter days. That's due largely to staggered morning bus routes to ensure ridership is below 50 students. That's the maximum the state is allowing. Leading Olympia through this brave new world is Laura O'Donnell, who's been with the district but just took over as superintendent 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's very stressful. I think regardless as to whether or not you're new or you're a seasoned superintendent, this is a very stressful time. I've been in education for 26 years now, and I don't know that I've ever seen an issue that is this polarizing. So we have parents that are on drastically opposite ends of some of these issues with their personal opinions, specifically around wearing masks. And so knowing that regardless of what decision we make for school, you're going to not make a good half of your population happy, it's not a great way to start a superintendency. I will say I'm thankful that I am here in a district that I'm familiar with. I can't imagine being a brand new superintendent in a brand new community and having to make some of these decisions. So I am thankful for that I do have some history here.
How are your parents reacting to the return to school plan?
I think most of our parents are just happy that kids are returning to in-person instruction. When we surveyed our parents, over 90% of them said they wanted, they were planning on sending their kids back to school. So we knew that that was a priority, and we'd heard that anecdotally just throughout the community as well. Our teachers were in the same place. We have very low incidence of COVID in our small towns. Obviously, we've been tracking that, but those local metrics in combination with our smaller class sizes make this a viable option for us to return to in-person instruction. I realize that in some larger districts, class sizes and just the sheer number of students within the building at any given time are going to make that much more difficult.
So Laura, you have a more rural district than, you know, like Unit 5 or District 87. In what ways does that uniquely affect your planning process, what you can do and how this all plays out?
Right. So geographically, I think we're the second largest district in the state. So we transport kids from a wide variety of places over some long distances. So we knew that transportation was going to be an issue. And in fact, there were rumors prior to ISBE's release of their guidance that the restriction was going to be even less than 50. So we knew that that would definitely play a role. Some of the other things that play a role for us are just the amount of time that kids spend on buses. We also run an activity bus every night so that kids that are out here on campus can get home to their small communities and their parents don't have to come get them. We feel like that's an equity issue, and that's something that we also prioritize. So we will have to add additional, we call those shuttle buses. We're going to have to add additional shuttle buses as well, because depending on the season and depending on whether or not we have athletics, there could be upwards of 75 to 80 kids on one of those buses on any given night. So we'll be adding buses to those shuttle routes, like I said, if athletics actually occur.
Something our listeners may not realize is that Olympia School District, nearly 40% of your students are actually coming from low-income families, which is, it's actually more than the percentage in Unit 5. So how does that factor into your decision-making when you think about your parents, their childcare options, kids getting fed, all that?
Yeah, so that's another reason why we felt like the day, everyday attendance was a necessity for us. We did not want our parents to have to figure out daycare for a couple days a week all day long. We also know that a lot of our kids need access to breakfast and lunch. And so by providing school every day, that's an opportunity for us to ensure that those kids have access to hot meals, to breakfast and lunch. We've also worked with an after school provider. Actually, the Y from McLean County is going to be providing our after school program this year. So that was another factor. We had to make sure we had after school care in place for all of our elementary buildings, especially considering we'll be dismissing even an hour earlier than we normally do. But yes, the equity piece, making sure kids had access to food, was huge for us. We also worked really hard last year in getting Wi-Fi on our buses and making sure all of our kids had devices.
So what do you need at this point to make this all work, or at least work the best that it can?
What I feel like we're really going to need as we move throughout the school year are substitutes. And this is there's a national teacher and substitute shortage, and that's going on everywhere, but it's even more difficult to get people to drive out here to sub. And so we have surveyed our substitutes. Many of them are planning on coming back, and we'll be paying them to come to some training prior to school starting, which we've never done in the past, but we feel like we need to go through some COVID protocols with those substitutes and make sure they're ready. If we start having incidents of COVID, or teachers start having to be quarantined, or they're at home with their own children that are quarantined, continuing to staff our buildings throughout this year and ensuring that there's continuity in learning, that's my biggest concern.
That's Laura O'Donnell, superintendent at Olympia School District in rural McLean County. Unit 5 is expecting to release its plan next week.